Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chimp Out Radio. Thank you for joining us once again. I'm your co-host, Love Nice, and I am, as always, joined by my esteemed co-host, Birdman. Welcome once again, Birdman.
Hello, Not Nice, and hello to all the loyal Chimp Out listeners. We thank you for your patronage.
Of course, and I really appreciate you folks taking some time out of your, what I'm sure are busy summer schedules. Of course, the weather warms up and everybody's out, out doing stuff. And, well, we are no exception, because to be honest, this isn't exactly a new Chimp Out Radio show. Yeah. Well, let me explain what we're doing here. We're all busy with our summer stuff, and I know I am. So we're not doing a full show here, but what we are doing is bringing you a collection of some Chimp Out Radio material that we recorded a little bit earlier in the year, well, mostly in the spring or, you know, a little earlier in the summer, that we either didn't get to use for another Chimp Out Radio episode or didn't want to use or, you know, just didn't release for one reason or another.
Yeah, it's pretty much wide open. We record material all the time that doesn't make it into our regular shows, and we're just collecting this all into a basket here and putting things together, and we're even having guests as well do the math.
That's right. We actually had some guests that we weren't able to fit into our busy schedule earlier in the year. So we're going to bring some of that audio to you on this episode as well. Let me just warn you, some of the stuff you're going to hear during this episode is going to seem a bit dated since it's at least a month old. But it's still good and it still holds true because, as you know, TNB, well, it's just timeless and it, yes, it does get old, but it's always current, if you know what I mean. So, Birdman, I know we're going to hear some audio from a guest that we spoke to a few weeks ago, a Thin White Line, one of the awesome moderators in Chimp Out, on the Chimp Out forum, I should say. We'll be hearing from him in a little bit, and we'll be talking about some funny stuff and the usual hilarious TNB, and he was a great guest, so it's a real shame we weren't able to bring this to you earlier. And Berman, I'm sure you agree that Thin White Line is really one of the funniest guys on Chimp Out.
Yeah, he adds a lot to the forum as a moderator and under various ways, you know. It's rumored that Thin White Line really has a Thin White Line, but, you know, I'm not going to go into anything like that. Maybe that should be taken up with the ladies forum.
We'll let them discuss it, because I certainly wouldn't know anything about it.
We're just kidding about that, but yeah, we had Thin White Line on. He's a great moderator amongst many things, you know, and he adds a lot to the forum.
We've established what we're going to do here, so let's just go ahead and get right into it. So coming right up, some old but good, not so old really, but good Chimp Out stuff. So stay with us, and we'll be back at the end of the show to wrap this up. All right, folks, thank you for staying with us on Chimp Out Radio, and Berman, I do believe we have a very special guest waiting for us on the line, one of our moderators from the Chimp Out Forum.
Oh, yes, a very special guest. I don't know if he would quite qualify for the special guest, but we have a Thin White Line here, and he's already laughing, so let's introduce Thin White Line here. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio, Thin White Line.
Hey, Birdman. That nice? How's it going?
You know, you're a fellow moderator, so I have to rip on you. You do understand this.
Well, I can take it as well as I can dish it out. So,
of course.
So do your worst.
All right. Well, welcome, Thin White Line. Great to have you on here.
Thanks.
I'll try to take it easy. I'm not a moderator, but that's okay. I'll try to get my dicks in here and there whenever I can, and
feel free to
reciprocate.
That's quite all right.
And that's fine. In Thin White Line, you got some easy targets here tonight. Me and Berman are pretty hammered at this point, so
Y'all have me at a disadvantage. I'm really not I've got one cocktail in my hand. That's all I've had all night. So trying to keep a clear head for this.
We're going to be talking about a certain niggers and chicken and Popeyes. What's going on there? Not nice.
Well, let me give you all some background on this, because we're going to be talking about this for more than a few minutes, I'm sure. Because this is sort of a perfect storm of TNB here.
We might even provide audio for this because it's so fucking perfect.
Yes, I will include some audio. I will play some audio of this ridiculous bullshit here in a minute. But let me give you some background as to what is this all about. Of course, most of you must be familiar with the fast food fried chicken restaurant chain, Popeyes.
They be loving their chicken and shit, no say.
Yeah. What's their slogan? Louisiana fast! That's right. So, Popeyes Chicken announced that on April 22nd, they would have a special where they would offer 8 pieces of mixed fried chicken. In other words, like the most low-quality, shitty-ass pieces of chicken they could find. And you would get 8 pieces of this. You get 8 pieces of this shit for $4.99, but only on April 22nd.
Like all the gizzards and my
necks. Yeah, gizzards and necks is probably what it was.
Well, yeah, like chicken thighs that fell on the floor a week ago. You know, they would bread them and fry them. Look.
8-piece chicken beets.
Dude, I just spit out my booze right here.
Yeah, like, if you're going to get 8 pieces of chicken for $4.99, it's not going to be quality stuff. However, I mean, and I saw the commercials for this a few days, on TV. And I remember, when I saw the commercial, I remember saying to myself, this is going to, I mean, the niggers are going to be flipping out about this. And sure enough, April 22nd came. Yeah, April 22nd came, and the niggers turned out in full force at Popeyes all over the nation, because to them, I mean, hey, you know, to human beings like me or Thin White Line or Birdman or you listening to Chimp Out Radio, okay, you know, $5 for 8 pieces of chicken, you know, it's a chicken special, it's kind of noteworthy, but it's not that big a deal. You may not even remember it when it actually happened.
All right, let me just put it this way. I love fried chicken. Yeah. But, you know, if KFC or Popeyes or Chick-fil-A runs out of chicken, I'm not going to whine about it. I'll just go to a different fucking restaurant.
Well, let's put it this way. And I like Popeyes fried chicken, by the way. I think it's good. But and they had the special. It never crossed my mind. And I never thought, hey, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure I get my fucking chicken. 8 pieces for $5. It just wasn't an event for me, okay?
And that's because you don't think like a nigger.
Of course. But the niggers, I mean, well, there was this video clip from a news broadcast that was posted on the Chimp Out forum. Yeah.
Yeah, this is totally fucking perfect. I mean, every complaint was from a nigger.
I mean, and it wasn't for free chicken or anything. I mean, you still have to pay $5 for it.
Yeah. They had to flip off some bills from their crack proceeds or their welfare. They had to clip off a few bills just to get that 8-piece piece of chicken. But, you know, they was thinking when they were driving to the Popeyes, they said, you know what, motherfucker? I was going to be getting an 8-piece of chicken for $5. You know what I'm saying?
Showed there was a line of cars trying to get through the parking lot there.
Yeah, I mean, guys,
niggas be loving they chicken, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're going to get all up in some chicken, you know what I'm saying?
But niggas drove hundreds of miles, in some cases, for this goddamn chicken. they wasted more money on gas than on the goddamn chicken itself.
If I have to drive more than 2 miles to get fried chicken, you know what? I'm going out for tacos.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. But niggas drove... Niggers drove hundreds of miles. Just think about this for a moment. Hundreds of miles to pay $5 for 8 pieces of chicken that your dog wouldn't eat because it was so low quality.
$20 worth of gas just to get $5 chicken. No, I'm saying?
Economics. economics is apparently not a nigger strong point.
Oh no.
And then here's what happened then. The niggers get to the KFC, and of course they're out of chicken by the middle of the day. And then the chimp outs begin. Birdman, I'm sure you can tell us about the most notable chimp out in that video. The sow got to the drive-thru.
I can't feed my kids because Papa's done ran out of chicken, I'm sad. And that is a direct quote from the video that is on his thread here. So,
yeah. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and play the audio now, and you can hear for yourselves.
Customers at the drive-thru heard this recorded message.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but we are all out of chicken, and we are closed for the rest of the day. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
One woman yelled back at the machine.
People have kids that they're trying to feed for the special, and you mean to tell me that we can't feed our kids? Because y'all didn't order enough chicken. Y'all knew y'all was having a special almost 2 months ago, and that's wrong.
But no one was listening. The Popeyes on Lake Avenue was closed by dinner time.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. I think that's bad because I'm sure hungry.
No chicken.
No chicken?
There you heard it, folks. There is a fucking sow crying about not even to...
Well, here's the deal. I mean, she, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you know, the sow, the big fat sow that says, I can't feed my kids because Popeye's done ran out of chicken. That sow was driving a very new GM SUV, probably an Escalade or a GMC Yukon or something like that. I can't feed my kid. That's because you're paying $700 a month for your frickin' Escalade, you dumb sow. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, here's my first thought when I saw that. She's like, I can't feed my children. I'm like, hey, go home and cook something, you fucking lazy bastard beggar.
Yeah. Well, they don't have anything at home except for chips and grape drink.
I mean, she was ready to spend money on chicken, but she can't buy groceries.
I will quote somebody right now. There's a local host here in Pittsburgh named Jim Quinn. He's a conservative host. He says the only reason why children, and he includes niggers on this because, you know, he has to. He says the only reason why children are starving in America is because big fat mama won't get off of her fat ass and put down the crack pipe long enough to make Junior a bologna sandwich.
Well, he's obviously talking about niggers right there.
Well, he can't say niggers because he's a relatively popular radio show host, but we all get the idea. The only reason why there are kids starving in America is because big fat mammy won't put down a crack pipe long enough to make Junior a bologna sandwich. They have welfare, food stamps, WIC, you know, free formula, free this, free that, rent assistance, and HEDA assistance, and everything else.
Well, you didn't see in the whole video that's posted, you didn't see one single human being interviewed that was pissed off about Popeye's not having any chicken or you know, interviewed at all.
What,
everybody that was in line and bitching about Popeye's not having chicken was a nigger.
They were all niggers.
The niggers would have bought the chicken for $4.99 and then complained about it and tried to get it for free. That wasn't good.
They do that in regular restaurants.
Yeah.
You know? They order a full course meal, and then when they're done eating, they say, oh, this piece of steak, it was raw, motherfucker, after they had done eating. After they had eaten about four other courses.
Right.
Well, the niggers are the kind of beings that, you know, they'll eat a whole meal at a restaurant, they'll go home, digest it, shit it out into the toilet, come back to the restaurant the next day and say, I didn't like that food, give my money back. That shit wasn't good. Niggers and restaurants are always a bad combination. I'm sure we all have tons of stories about niggers and food service.
Well, number one, niggers never tip, and there's this one video on YouTube about this big fat sow saying, why should I be tipping anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because I've done paid for that meal, you know what I'm saying? So I never be tipping for anybody. I just pay my bill, and I be going, you know what I'm saying? You know, that kind of shit.
Well, there are any number of posts on Chimp Out from members who are... who are waiters or bartenders or that have to deal with niggers on a regular basis like that, that the story is the same every single time. They have to wait on the niggers. They gotta wait on them hand and foot, and the niggers leave them a buck and a quarter, you know, on a $100 bill.
If they're lucky.
If they're lucky.
Like I said before, there was this nigger sow on YouTube, you know, totally chimping out, saying, "Why do I have to tip anybody?" She was totally clueless as to the fact that most waiters and waitresses only make $2.75 an hour, and the reason why they make $2.75 an hour is because they receive tips. They rely on tips.
Yeah, but you know, see, most niggers, they're not. Yeah, they, you know, most niggers get a lot of welfare benefits, but I guess a lot of it is maybe not in cash. I guess a lot of it is in food stamps. So, for a nigger to spend a single dollar, it's like a major project. You know, so it's unthinkable for them to let go of $2 or $3 that in their mind, they're not getting anything in return. Now, this brings me to a major problem with niggers, and that's buffets. Whenever niggers go to buffets, it's, we've all been to buffets. Specifically, the Chinese buffets are really... the saddest to me, because I, you know, you're...
I got to go there to get my scrimps. I got to go there to get my crab leg. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, especially on seafood night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the niggers are like flies around a Chinese buffet on seafood night.
You know, I love seafood. I could eat seafood every day of the week. But, you know, the niggers, you know, they think, if I be eating the crab legs, I be eating the lobster, Red Lobster, I be eating the scrimps, you know what I'm saying? I be royalty and shit, know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They're like, you know, like the old Egyptian royalty, right?
Yeah.
But here's what niggers do when they go to a buffet. Specifically a Chinese buffet, because this is usually where I go and where I observe this behavior. The niggers come in. They'll pay for, like, one plate, you know, and of course they'll have, like, three or four niggas with them.
Yeah, they share plates.
They'll share a plate, and they'll pile on mountains of food on one plate, and you'll see this poor Chinese people who run the buffet just watching these niggers and they're just breaking out into a sweat, because they're just wanting to come out with a baseball bat and fucking split
this
nigger's head open.
What's really sad about many of these buffets, and I saw it happen close to my own house, is that, you know, they open buffets. This is their chance to become Americans and work hard and contribute to society. They open up a restaurant and they provide a valuable service, and the niggers come in and they swamp in like herds of wildebeests. For God's sake, you know, two niggers, they pay $20 for two plates, and then there's two niggers and about like eight shitlets running around saying, "Oh, give me some scrimps," you know what I'm saying? "Give me some scrimps." Yeah.
What?
The niggers and the deadbeats run them broke. Next thing you know, 3 months later, the Chinese guy that was trying to make a decent business in the United States of America is bankrupt because these niggers come in and they, you know, they take advantage of everything. They always want their freebies. You know, "Oh, I just got my kids with me, and my kids won't eat a full plate, so I just pay for two plates." Know what I'm saying? They don't leave tips. They don't do anything.
Well, I've seen the niggers come through on those buffets, and there'll be a whole swarm of the niggers, and then one of them will get a plate, and they'll pile it as high as they can with the shrimp. Then the next nigger will pile it as high as he can with the crab legs, and on and on and on, till they've wiped out the fucking buffet. It looks like a plague of locusts.
Yeah,
not nice. You said that there are 44% of the AIDS cases in the United States. That's huge.
Yeah,
niggers are walking petri dishes.
Yeah, basically, and it's not just AIDS. You look at any other kind of infectious disease, and niggers just break records. I mean, really, the only records they break, you know, they don't break records when it comes to education or employment or, you know, anything else positive. When it comes to infectious diseases, they are the champions. I mean, when it comes to AIDS, hepatitis, tuberculosis, STDs in general, even diseases that we thought were gone from the United States that had been cured, they're coming back among nigger populations.
Yeah.
They even have their own diseases, sickle cell anemia. White people, Chinese people, Europeans, none of us get that.
Yeah.
Sickle cell is unique to the niggers.
But the problem is, I mean, at least sickle cell is only for niggers, but they carry so many diseases that can be transmitted to humans. And that's where danger is. You know, these monsters are basically walking biological weapons.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now we have one of these walking biological weapons as our HNIC in Washington.
Fuck Obama.
Oh, yeah, the H-Nick.
the H-Nick.
And, well, folks, you know, we could talk about this for hours and hours on end, but there's only so much time that we have. But I really want to thank Thin White Line for having joined us here on the show tonight, and thank you for sharing your opinions with us. And we sure do hope to have you again.
Oh, it was great being here. And I said before, when I called in once before, you two guys do a great service to Chimp Out, great ambassadors for Chimp Out, and y'all keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, TWL. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So, folks, just stay with us for Chimp Out Radio. We'll be back in a few.
So, not nice. You found a story about a parachuting niglet?
That I did, actually. I found this story on a professional wrestling website.
Of all places.
Places. That's the thing. You can find TNB in the strangest places, really. And, well, I was looking at this website, looking for some wrestling news, and they posted a story with the headline, like something to the effect of tragic story, 9-year-old child dies imitating wrestler. So I thought, wow, that sucks. That's no fun. And I clicked on the story, and it didn't take me long to realize we were talking about niggers here. One of the tip-offs was that this happened in a housing project in Brooklyn, New York City. And I've lived
all places.
Yeah, imagine that. See, I've lived in New York City, and I've seen the projects in Brooklyn, and I know there is nothing there in those projects but niggers.
Of course.
And once I saw the names of the people, involved in the newspaper story that the pro wrestling website linked to, I had no doubt that these were raccoons we were talking about. But let me go ahead and read from the story here. This is from the Daily News, New York City newspaper. A 9-year-old wrestling fan jumped off his Brooklyn apartment building's roof wearing a homemade parachute in a fatal imitation of his favorite video game character. The broken body of the nigger, Demory Miles, was found on the ground outside the Albany Houses housing project about 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Wrapped around his body was the string and plastic bag.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Thump.
Oh, wow. I didn't know we had audio of that. There you go. And actually, well, we'll. It's funny you bring up sound effects because this will come into play later. wrapped around his body was the string and plastic bag he used for the parachute. The boy died at Interfaith Medical Center an hour later. Nigger neighbor Morrell. Said, it's terrible. The kids try to imitate what they see, and they think they can fly. I guess if you got stupid nigger kids, yeah, I guess they do
so
think
I'm
they
guessing,
can fly.
I'm guessing Nigger Mammy is going to sue the WWE because her little butt dumpling imitated whatever he did. You know, I've been watching professional wrestling since I've been about 4 years old, and I've always known throughout all that time through almost 30 years, these are trained professionals. They do what they do because they can do it. But some little butt dumpling jumps off a roof with a plastic bag and, oh, no, my boy be dying and shit, yo. Whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, as a kid, I, of course, I love pro wrestling, and and I've always watched it. And but even as a kid, even back when I thought it was quote unquote real, I still knew not to imitate this stuff because it was obviously dangerous.
Well, but, professional wrestling is very real if you don't know how to do the moves.
Oh yeah, I mean you have to be a trained professional to do these moves, and wrestlers get hurt all of the time. And one half second that you misstep or you're a little bit late, turning around or catching someone or whatever, can result in serious injury, maybe even death. So this stuff isn't a game. But niggers see stuff on TV, and apparently this Nigglet was imitating Jeff Hardy, who is has a very high flying style.
Yeah, I've watched Jeff Hardy in action. He's very good at what he does. He's very high flying. He does a lot of really on the edge kind of moves, and he's awesome. I mean,
yeah, and a little
just watching him wrestling. Just watching him wrestle is quite exhilarating, It's amazing to see other humans perform in such a manner. I mean, he's pretty much an acrobat.
Burman, you regaled us there with a sound effect of the nigger falling to his death, and this plays into this quote. this quote I'm going to read here for the news story. Let me read on from the Daily News article. It says, "The roof door was open Wednesday morning, and the alarm that should have gone off was broken," neighbor said. So then they have a quote from a nigger neighbor, who goes by the name of Chiquita Jones. So you know this is a nigger.
Of course.
Yeah, she's named after a banana. I mean, Chiquita? Come on. I mean, why don't you just name yourself Monkey Face Jones?
I just gotta wonder here, I'm just... Just a side note here, when her mammy named her, was she thinking Chiquita Banana, monkeys, bananas? No, probably not.
Well, it's in their genes. I mean, they will naturally gravitate to any names that sound monkey-like without realizing it. But here's what Chiquita said. "I was sitting inside and I heard a thump. I looked out my window and saw the boy on the ground. He was on his back and his clothes were ripped off." So apparently this nigga landed so hard, the thump was audible inside some of the apartments, and his clothes got ripped off. So he must have made quite an impact falling from 14 stories up.
Thump!
I can't believe, though, that his homemade parachute made out of plastic bags and string didn't save his life.
Oh my God! Why not take a T-shirt and sew the arms shut and the neck shut, and you want to jump off the top of my house with that and see what happens? I'd probably be dead. But.
You know what I think, and this is why I'm reluctant to associate this with wrestling at all. So I don't think he was imitating Jeff Hardy. I think he was imitating Wile E. Coyote or something.
Probably, and see, this wouldn't be a problem. I'm pretty sure Mammy's going to be suing the WWE for some damn reason, but niggers are incapable of many things, including which is common sense. And, Mammy should have taught the little nigglet, look, if you're going to jump off of something, you need a real certified safety parachute that other people use. You just can't use a plastic bag.
The thing is, what goddamn wrestler uses a parachute anyway? Where did he get this idea?
Yeah, I've never seen, I watched TNA, and Sting, his Sting's a very popular wrestler, and he comes down from the rafters on a cord, and he comes down into the ring, and They even got a new wrestler called Suicide who comes down on a cord.
Who is Suicide?
Yeah, and he comes down on a cord and he comes into the ring, I've never seen any wrestlers use parachutes before.
Yeah, well, maybe Owen Hart might have benefited from a parachute, but...
that's kind of in bad taste,
It kind of is, but, let's face it, show like Chimp Out Radio can't quite be concerned about bad taste.
Chimp Out Radio, a little bit of vodka, a little bit of wine, bad taste is bound to happen.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone's offended, you know, sorry, okay?
Yeah, maybe donate $10 to the Owen Hart Victims Fund or some shit, you know, don't blame it on us.
Yeah, no, please do. I mean, you know, because I know his family may have fallen in hard times. Oh, sorry. Fallen in hard times, my bad.
Falling, yeah. Now yeah. I'm free falling. I can't sing for shit, but yeah, you know, you get the point.
Well, good enough. I sure do. Now, to wrap up the story with the flying nigger here, apparently the dead sproglet was retarded. Supposedly he had some kind of mental disability.
Of course he did. They're just going to use that in the case to sue WWE and hit the nigger lottery.
Yep. No,
you
know,
chances are he was just an average nigglet, just as intelligent as every other nigglet, and he decided to grab a plastic bag and parachute off a building and died. And, you know, now Mammy's going, oh, he had special needs and shit, you know. He was learning disabled, you know what I'm saying? You know.
The thing is, how are they going to prove in court that he was retarded rather than just a normal nigger?
Yeah, that's pretty, objective, subjective kind of deal, you know?
It sounds like a pretty tall order to me, but who knows? I mean, our court system is a joke anyway, so I'm sure she'll get her payoff.
Yeah, she'll get a couple hundred grand from the nigger lottery. She'll buy an Escalade and a big old house that she can't afford to pay the rent. Well, she'll buy the house, and she won't be able to pay for the gas, electric, utilities, cable TV, satellite dish, you know, all that nice stuff that goes along with it. And in a matter of about 2 or 3 years, she'll be evicted and back on welfare again.
Then again, being a nigger, maybe, you know, maybe the WWE will realize this and just try to pay her off with $100 and a signed picture of Triple H and
yeah,
just leave it at that.
Maybe if the mammy is fat enough, you know, you've seen Awesome Kong in TNA, you know.
Yes, I have.
I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, you know who Awesome Kong is. She's a big, fat, 300-pound shibun that passes as a wrestler. She doesn't know any wrestling moves, and she doesn't know how any holds, but she's so big and fat that she crushes every woman that she goes against, you know. Maybe Mammy of this parachuting nigglet will get a job in WWE's Mammy Big Fat Nigger, you know, and she'll get the WWE Women's Championship because she's so big and fat, and, you know, she just lays on her opponents, you know. Average Diva weighs about 100 pounds, so...
Yeah, her finisher will be the Ghetto Lobster.
Yeah,
throw her opponents into a boiling vat of water.
It'd be a big boiling pot of water in the middle of the ring, and she'll just throw her 90-pound opponent into that water, and, you know, maybe she'll be WWE champion, who knows, you know, maybe she'll get to live her son's dream for some reason.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chimp Out Radio. I'm your co-host, Not Nice. Thank you once again for fuck. See, that's going to the blooper reel right there.
Yeah. There.
So, see, it's okay. I haven't. It's not like I have anything to drink. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah. Right. Well, starts again.
Hey, right. Hey. Before you start again, Not Nice.
Yeah.
If while you're doing this intro, I'm going to go take a pause for the cause, and I'll be right back down.
Yeah, no problem. Yes.
It'll take me a couple of minutes to take care of some personal business, and I'll be able to sit and talk to you all as long as you need to talk to.
All right. No problem.
All right. I'll
just sit BS while you're gone.
Yeah,
so
all right.
Let us know when you come back.
All right, I'll just say something when I get back then.
Yeah, we'll only talk for a couple minutes, and we'll just wait for you, so that's cool.
All right, we'll go ahead and talk then, and I'll chime in when I get back then.
Good deal.
Because I got to piss.
All right, you do what you have to do.
Yeah, I will.
Let me run, too, because I've been drinking.
Jesus,
Y'all
are into it, aren't you? Fix me a drink and see if I can catch up with y'all.
All right, well, do what you can, but good luck.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's see if we can do this. Let's see if I can do this right now. All right. So let's see. Let's see if I can get, fuck! Let's see if I can get this right now. See, sip by sip, it I feel like I haven't really been drinking, so I've been just taking sips of my wine here.
I think maybe you're so hammered right now that you're resorting back to Spanish.
Oh, I am, who knows? We may get there, but thing is, I've been kind of, I guess, been getting stealth drunk, where you don't know if you're getting drunk and all of a sudden you're hammered.
Mas borracho!
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Mas borracho!
I'm drinking some Texas...
I don't know any Spanish, but I know that. With all that said, you know.
It's not as thin as you might think.
All right.
Yeah, cut.
Hold on. We weren't bringing him on just yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Not your fault. Well, far so good. I'm just relieved this is actually working so far. I expect to have fucking problems right from the get-go. So, to tell you the truth, I'm actually more relaxed than I care to admit. Although I'm still super stressed out, but... Okay.
It'll smooth out once we get going.
Oh, yeah. We just gotta kind of get into it. All right, we're counting down. We got 36 seconds. And, all right, 27 seconds. These bastards better call and not leave us hanging. I'll let that out. Oh, wow, nice. I almost puked there. Should probably put a trash can next to my...
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. Right, 4,
here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go ahead and just bring DJ in, because it's getting pretty late, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and conference him in here. Let's see if he answers. Let's see if it'll start ringing.
I can't take your call right now.
Oh, God damn it.
I will call you back.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up
might as well leave a message,
pound
like
for
this.
More options.
Hey, DJ. This is Not Nice from Chimp Out Radio. I got Birdman and Aaron Girl here on the line with me. We were hoping to have you on the show. So... you know what? We're going to try you again in about 5 minutes before we give up. If we don't talk to you tonight, though, hopefully you won't get killed by the niggers in Florida. I used to live in Florida, so I should know. So watch out down there and have fun. And hopefully we'll talk to you. Bye. Goddamn motherfucker.
I don't even... He's not even... Wait.
How dare he be on vacation?
He's got that picture of my cleavage.
You know what? He's not even online right now. He's not even on the forum.
Yeah, he's dirty. So. That's fine. I don't blame him. By the way, I'm gonna take this whole couple minutes here. I'm gonna take it out of this show. I'm gonna make it part of a blooper show in the future. Okay, let's see if DJ. Let's try DJ again. Let's see what happens. If not, we're gonna go ahead and move on. So, here we go.
Hi, this is Can't Take Your Call Right Now. Please leave a message and I will call you.
All right. Fuck Dad, then. Okay. So,
DJ.
And well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Chimp Out Radio. It's been, well, sort of a patchwork show and, you know, a bunch of old shit. But you know what? It's still good. And I still stand by it. So.
Well, TMB is always constant. It's always regular. You know, I could report a story of TMB from 1987, and it would still be logical today. So,
yeah, sadly enough, it would probably still make sense 200 years from now.
Yeah.
So it's it's just timeless. So hey, thank you for having stay with us for this whole thing. But we gotta go ahead and finish this. Me and Burman are about to pass out here. While you've been listening to all this, you know, blah, 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 we've been drinking, so things are getting pretty ugly here, let me tell you. So before I basically just fucking barf all over my microphone, I will bid you all farewell.
Good night, everybody.
Until the next episode of Chimp Out Radio, so thanks for being with me, Birdman. And
thank you for hosting our show and being the producer. You do all the work here, so.
Well, I am glad to do it. Maybe not so glad right this minute, but still glad in general. And thank you to Finn White Line for having joined us there for those clips you heard earlier. And, well, thank you to Niggers for supplying so much free comedy material. And especially thank you to all the people who hang out at the forum and the chat, the chimpout.com. You all made this possible. And, well, just join us next time, whenever that will be. Continue enjoying your summer, as I know we'll enjoy ours. And, well, goodbye.